I'm sharing with you the safest and I would say the best way to invest in order to play the enormous growth sectors of autonomous cars, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrencies, and virtual reality. Stay tuned.
Three separate devices. This is one device.
I associate with people who are better than yourself. And
I'm going to make them an offer again.
Hi everybody, I'm Sam and this is Antiversal. Today I'm talking about a way to play the enormous growth in technology that's coming into cryptocurrencies, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, in autonomous cars. And it's a way that people don't really pay attention to. And while the valuations of, you know, of cryptocurrencies and, you know, companies like Tesla, Amazon, even Google are really high, some of them are sky high. You know, this sector and way of investing is at really low valuations and I would say with enormous growth potential. So, you know, let's just get into it. Okay, guys, if you are watching to that, you probably understand the enormous opportunity growth that is laying in front of those sectors of artificial intelligence, autonomous cars, cryptocurrencies, and virtual reality, and obviously what that means for technology at all. This is the future of technology, and I believe we are in the age of technology, and you know, as previously we have been in an age of industrialism, of retail, of probably oil. I believe now we're in the age of technology, and technology is not something risky anymore. It's not something speculative, but it is now and it is the future. And I talked more about that in my video of stocks I would buy series and the two tech stocks I'm buying now. So take a listen on that and I'll be back in a minute. As a sector as a whole, that is so wrong, guys. I mean, those people can be more wrong. And the reason for that is we are in the age of technology. I mean, look around you. People are more and more connected to technology. We already can't imagine our lives without technology. And I believe we're in the beginning of the age of technology. You know, the future, guys. Oh my God. The future is so exciting. It is technology. And, you know, with artificial intelligence and Internet of Things, VR and all of this stuff, you know, our lives will be absolutely connected to technology like nothing before. And you guys, you just can't compare technology's market to anything before because it's everywhere in our lives. We are so much dependent, and as I said, we'll be even more dependent. And most of all, scalability. Oh my God. Okay, and with that in mind about how big the future of technology is, we gotta be clear that those four sectors are basically the future of technology. So it's just an enormous growth ahead of us. But the truth is that we don't know which sector will be, you know, the biggest one in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. You know, they might change. Some of them might not even, get big at all. And then when you get into the sector, we don't know which company will be the biggest in this sector, right? That's why, investing into companies and into the sector alone, for me, seems still a little bit risky or riskier. But investing into something that benefits from all of those sectors, no matter which one is the biggest at the moment, no matter which company is the biggest at the moment, if something benefits from all of them, then this is something quite safe and with enormous growth ahead of it. And I believe that is what memory is, because if we look back into the past, into history, right, with the progress of technology, we can see that memory has always expanded and expanded as a sector, because, you know, newer software, better hardware both need more and better memory. And I believe that is something that exponentially is happening, first of all. And second of all, it's gonna just burst and explode
basically explode with artificial intelligence and with the other sectors we're talking about. Because while software and hardware the way we know it until now requires more and more memory, but the requirements of artificial intelligence in order to learn and for data processing are just enormous and incomparable to what regular software does at the moment. For Internet of Things, maybe your fridge or TV or whatever now requires a little bit of memory. For Internet of Things, in order to be really smart, they will require much more memory. They'll have to have an operating system and different software, secure software. So that means, times and times, tens of times more memory than what they have before. And while as an actual size of memory, it might not be more, but as a growth from what is now, is just enormous. Also, the same thing with autonomous cars. That's every second, every minute, that's just incredible amount of data that needs to be stored and processed with a lot of bandwidth. Same thing with VR. So, as a person who studies engineering, electronic engineering and computer science and works and follows the biggest leaders into this area, I really see memory as something that is going to be exploding, and it's already exploding, but it's exploding more and more. And here I'm not talking only about just memory as capacity, because obviously the capacity will go up and up, and we can see that very, very clearly. I mean, 5-6 years ago, 1 terabyte of memory seemed like an ocean that we can never fill, and now they are portable hard drives that are 4 terabytes, 16 terabytes. So it's just growing so much. And while that's very important, for example, for something like VR, where you need a lot of capacity for memory but on very little physical size in order to fit in glasses or something like that, so obviously that's something that's gonna be growing a lot, and obviously companies that work on that will have much bigger earnings, right? But also I'm talking about memory as speed, because for all those autonomous cars, VR, you need, and also cryptocurrencies too, you need a lot of bandwidth. You need to be able to move data and obviously memory much faster than you do it now, and you need to have this bandwidth of processing very, very fast in order for it to be efficient. So that's something that's going to be innovated a lot in, and it's going to be worked a lot in. And the last thing is security. I mean, for Internet of Things, for autonomous cars, even for AI, cryptocurrencies too, for all those things you need secure memory. And while a lot of the security is done on software level, you also need secure memory, because you don't want someone hacking up and taking information or control of your house, of your car, of your VR set while you're wearing it, right? You don't want someone taking information from your blockchain technology device, stealing your wallet or something like that. So that is something that is very much growing, and it's going to be enormous. So overall, as I said, if I can summarize it, artificial intelligence, autonomous cars, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain technology and virtual reality are all sectors that are the future of technology, and technology is our future. We are in the age of technology, so this is something that's gonna have enormous growth in the future, but it is very hard to actually pinpoint the exact winner in that sector. So why don't we just invest in something that benefits from all of them? And as I said, that I believe is memory. And while I said why I believe so much in the growth ahead of memory, I want to talk about valuation, because I also believe in Tesla probably, or something like that, or Ethereum, you may believe in Bitcoin and whatever, but there, I'm talking about Tesla now because you can actually value that, then very high valuation, guys. So, if something has a lot of growth ahead of it, but also is very high valuation, then probably is not so safe investment. But the memory sector, guys, and I would really expect it to be on high valuation, right? But if we take actually a look into the memory sector, those companies that are absolutely beautiful, beautiful companies. They're on so low valuation, guys. So low valuation that it just, it's like, I'm so excited about it. It's like, okay, let me give you some free money. And, you know, my favorite place in that are One Research and Marcon, which I own. On One Research already, I think I have around 45% or 50% gain in the last few months. And Marcon I just bought, and I have around 3 or 4% gain on that. But they are so overvaluation that even if you're listening that in the future, you know, 6 months from now, a year, and you know the companies are probably doubled or I don't know, tripled, which I absolutely believe is possible. You know, they probably still have so much room to grow, and I'll be doing a lot of videos and following on them. But look at that, Micron has a forward P of 5.36, guys. Western Digital has a forward P of 7.7, guys, and that's actually will go down because they are, both of those companies are on a rebound, just crazy rebound. They're growing. I think Micron for the last quarter last year had lost 170 million, and in this quarter, the same quarter this year, has profit of over 1.6 billion, guys. So just mind-boggling what comeback they're doing there, and I believe that that's gonna be continuing their growth in the future, as I said. And with that low valuation, I mean, it's just like ultra low valuation, ultra high growth ahead of them. It's just like I told you, free money. And both of those companies, as and One Research, which I really, really like, is they have an amazing balance sheet. I mean, for example, for Micron, it has 17 billion shareholder equity. So money, so that's their assets minus the liability, 17 billion, and this is a company that at the moment has 36 billion market capitalization, meaning that you get the whole company for 19 billion. Company that had in the last quarter over 1.6 billion of earnings, meaning that it at the moment, with the numbers that it's doing right now, it has a forward P of around 3, guys. Adjusted, my adjusted forward P is of around 3, with possible growth in AI and everything enormous. So, you know, it's just bugging me. I think it's just an amazing opportunity. And actually, at the moment, the memory sector has the biggest slice in my portfolio, and you know, I've been benefiting greatly from it. And you know, I hope you do. Obviously, in memory, there are other players like Samsung, like Seagate, which I haven't researched so much. And I told you which names I like, but you know, you can just go ahead and look at them. But I believe this is the safest and probably the best way to invest into the future growth of technology. Obviously, don't just do what I say, because that's just my opinion, what I believe. But you know, go and research it, see if that's for you, see if you believe it. So if you enjoyed this video and found value in it, make sure to subscribe, because I'm doing a lot more videos like that. You can look around, I already have some very nice, including my series on stocks I would buy at the moment. Also, make sure you like the video, share with, you know, with your friends, and stay Antiversal. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.